Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and just thank you again for joining me here on Shade Speaks this morning. Listen, we are in store for a treat, okay? This is a 30-minute special edition of Shade Speaks, and today we're going to be talking with, well, first of all, I'm on location, guys, and you'll find out where in a minute, but we're going to be hearing from a dynamic businesswoman. She's a community leader and a speaker, and she wants to share with us today, you know, the importance for businesswomen to be able to tell their story with power and clarity. So we have none other than Michelle McElwain. Now, Michelle, I'm going to have you tell the listeners more about yourself and what you do. Because, see, I know, but see, I want them to hear from you directly about what it is that you do.
Good morning. I am Michelle McElwain. I'm an entrepreneur, speaker, mentor, and coach. I operate Elite Homes and Estates, which is one of my businesses. It's a real estate service. And most of all, I call myself the power connector. I love helping people connect to the resources, information, and things that they need to bring their business to the forefront. I'm excited as a business person to just help other people move their business forward, and it's the help and resources that I wish that I had.
Now, you mentioned a power connector. Can you just kind of give us more clarity about that? Because, you know, we hear about networking, and some people unfortunately think that networking is just kind of going in place and passing a business card out. But I'd like to say that there's probably some more strategy to that, right? So just kind of fill us in on more about that power connector piece.
Okay, well, definitely there is a lot more strategy with connecting than networking. A lot of people use the term interchangeably, but to me, networking is that pesky person that keeps following you around the room, shoving their car to your face, and, you know, you can get some bug be gone for people like that and just, you know, walk away, put your headset in, something like that. But honestly, when you talk about connecting, it really is at an organic level. There are opportunities all around us and often overlooked because we don't see where we can genuinely serve another person. We need to look for those opportunities to serve people doing what it is that we do in excellence. And you're going to find the common connection. You don't have to go around asking every single person, well, what do you do? Well, what do you do? Really just having a genuine conversation, you will probably find that there are some common areas or how can you serve someone. The greatest way to connect is through serving.
Wow. That's a major piece right there. I think I know for a fact that I have been able to grow my business through the power of really the strategic connections and referrals and really just being there in an authentic way, adding value, having those types of conversations. Many times they're, you know, transformational conversations, whether I'm kind of on the receiving end or I'm sharing, but just really benefiting from that. Now, you mentioned as well that you are in real estate, some of the things. If you can, just tell us more about your business because, ladies and gentlemen, I know, but I want you guys to know. Tell us more about your businesses and just kind of how you started out in business and all that.
Sure. With Elite Homes and Estates, it's a residential real estate brokerage service. And once again, we are committed to connecting our clients to the resources that they need. I started Elite Homes and Estates somewhat during the housing crisis. I was with another commercial brokerage, very large commercial brokerage, and interestingly, it was at the beginning of the housing crisis, and I mentioned to my broker something called a short sale. He said, stay away from those things. They won't be around long. And as you all can see, we're still in the aftermath of recovering from this housing crisis, and the short sale is something that's still around. So when I started the brokerage, I really wanted a way to serve the community, help them understand the process, help people avoid foreclosure, help people, you know that there was hope or there were resources within the community. I connected a lot of people to NACA and other nonprofit organizations that were able to actually help them keep their homes. And thankfully, even to this day, even though a lot of people bought homes, lost homes during the housing crisis, I've only had one client to lose a home to foreclosure. All the rest of my clients are still in their homes, still, you know, some have had to get modifications, but we're able to walk them through the process because, again, we walk with them step by step. We partner with them, connect with them, and understand what their end goals are for their housing vision.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. What do you think about, I guess, not like the only the long-term future, but kind of where are we now with the housing market? Where are we now?
with the housing market, you definitely are seeing a change and a turn in the trends where the values are becoming more stable, and it's consistently improving, I would say. But, you know, I'm always optimistic. I'm an optimistic person overall. So when I look at the market and I can see that we still have a lot of the shadow inventory of houses that are vacant and properties that are still in some form of foreclosure, as a community person, you're still looking and saying, wow, our values are still being affected by that. But the positive is we have job creations coming in through the things that are happening over at the harbor. There are a lot of areas that really are picking up, and you can see very positive housing trends. So, again, we're kind of coming back to a point of normal.
Wow, that's good news, because I'm telling you, it was very scary. I mean, you certainly, as you watch the news reports and, you know, receive that tax, you know, property, you know, every year, and you look at how the value is going down, and dare I say, Google your own address and see, oh, my goodness, I mean, that's just scary. I'm like, why did I just do that? But so that's good news, and I definitely appreciate your optimism, because Lord knows we've had enough of the, you know, doomsday and all of that. You mentioned some other things about the community and what have you. I know you do a lot with business owners who are trying to, like, raise capital. Can you share more with us about, I think it was like crowdfunding. I'm not sure the exact term, because I know that it's new. Can you kind of give our listeners some information about that?
Okay, sure. Probably the terminology you're speaking about is social capital.
Mm-hmm.
Being part of a conscious business system, I'm also a member of a group called Conscious Capitalism. And one of the things about being a conscious business is you're concerned about what's happening in your community, how you do business impacts others. And again, when I first started my business, I didn't have a coach or a mentor or someone telling me, you know, how or where to get funding. There were things that I needed to do as, you know, as traditional as a real estate, you know, business is brick and mortar. You go to school, you take your classes. But if you aren't aware of how to get the capital, just even to get your basic office supplies and various things that you may need, social capital is one of those things that you are able to take friends, family, and people around you and help to build funds to grow your business. And one of the more important pieces of that is being able to tell your story. People may know you, but they still can't necessarily describe exactly what you do or, you know, how to help you in the business. So with social capital or raising social funding, a lot of people have heard of GoFundMe and Kickstarter and various things. And one of the programs that I was introduced to a few months ago is called Kiva Zip. And with Kiva, you're able to get a no-interest loan for up to $5,000. When I heard about that opportunity, this is huge. There are a lot of small businesses that could actually use something like this.
Wow. So now with Kiva, what makes, I guess, Kiva different than the others are, you know, kind of tell us what are some of the similarities with all the various entities you mentioned, but also why Kiva and what is Kiva? I mean, I think I understand, but yeah, I'm still a little bit, as I kind of ventured into looking at it myself, kind of tell us what that means and certainly how it, as it connects with telling your story and the like. Just share.
Okay, well, with Kiva, there's actually two entities. Kiva is the organization that was originally started to help small business owners in third world countries, and some of those people needed loans as small as, you know, $300 to do sharecropping on a piece of land. But if you're in a foreign country, $300 could really be a huge undertaking. And so by just getting online and telling their story through the organization Kiva, they were, a lot of these people were able to raise the $300, $400, $500 that they needed to really make a difference in their lifestyle. So once again, it's not funding, but it's lending. So these monies are being paid back. You are getting a collection of people that know you, support you, or support your story. So once again, we go back to being able to tell the story of what you do, why your mission is important, why others should support you. With Kiva Zip, which is the United States version of the crowdfunding or slash crowd lending versus crowdfunding. So with the crowd lending. It is a platform where you are able to have family and friends lend to you, and those funds be matched by large donors such as Capital One and other private entities will double. So let's say that you were seeking a Kiva loan, and I said, okay, Sade, I believe in your business, I believe in what you do, and I lend $25 to you. Those funds are then matched by the third-party entity, and then as you go through the repayment process, those funds are put back into an account where your friends and family can see that their money's being paid back. So all of that is self-contained, and it really is a great way to undergird and support businesses, and once again, no interest.
Wow, that's amazing. Just here on PWE, I mean, you know, I know I've mentioned this before on previous episodes, but, you know, it's really unique, guys out there listening. As business owners, we have to definitely be willing to see other alternatives for funding and to see how really sharing our story and really, first of all, knowing your story and sharing your story, how that directly relates and is directed to, like, your funding and what have you. Really, it's really, really important. And I think we have, like, over 9,000 plus in our one of our groups and 5,000 in on our fan page. So that's a lot of women who I know could benefit from this. Now, you mentioned telling your story, important that is. I know I will share with people that there is no private talk other than the talk that's in your head. So to have your, what we call in the marketing world, our value proposition, or VP, or our unique selling proposition, or your USP, and how important that is to be able to communicate that so people can understand what it is that you do. Like, if you don't know, then how are they supposed to know? It's really, really important. So I know that you're involved with many, many initiatives. Can you tell us more about the things you're doing now concerning how to tell your story?
Okay. I am also involved with a speakers group and a communications expert coach, and my coach is Yolanda Powell of Yolanda Powell Transcontinental. And through this communication specialist, she really has conveyed to me that no matter what area of life, what part of business we're in, it's important that people understand what we do and how we serve them. And I keep coming back to serve. When you're communicating to someone, you know, you don't just say, well, I sell insurance or I sell houses. Everyone sells houses or everyone sells insurance or everyone does marketing or everyone does branding. But when people understand your story, why are you passionate about what you do? You know, I did share with you all during the housing crisis, you know, wanting to impact and make change. But when the housing crisis comes knocking on your door, when you're looking for how do you pay your mortgage, oh, it's important to be able to tell that story, because then people will know that's why you can relate to them. You're not just another person just trying to sell their house or you know, just understanding how uncomfortable it is for or was for people to be facing foreclosure or facing eviction. And I'm able to sit with them and say, through the power of story, hey, look, I was there. Hey, look, I got downsized from my corporate 9-to-5 job before I got into the real estate industry, and I was faced with, you know, how am I going to pay my mortgage? You know, I was on unemployment. My husband was on unemployment. How did the two people on unemployment pay a mortgage and take care of children? So when I walk into a home and I tell someone I know exactly where they are and I'm able to share my story with them, they know that I'm not there just to, quote, unquote, help them sell their home, but I'm going to walk them through this process and we're going to get the best possible outcome, whether it's a loan modification or whether or not they, you know, they may actually need to move forward with some form of disposition of their home, like a short sale. So I went back and I told you more about that from the real estate perspective because, once again, when people hear your story, they really do connect with how it relates to them, and it's a different position. You're coming and providing service from a whole different position. So through Power Speak and through the Propel classes with my coach, I was really able to break down why it's important to tell my story, not just to walk up to someone, hey, you know, I'm a real estate broker, or hey, I sell houses, really able to help them connect to my story and how my story relates to them and how I can serve them.
Wow, that's awesome. I have also had the opportunity just to meet Yolanda Powell. She's an amazing leader, leader among leaders and speaking coach and motivator. And, you know, she shared a little bit with me as it related to not only speaking and sharing our story, but how needed it is in this time, and especially those of us who are in the faith community, you know, what God expects of us to just do what he's called us to do, especially those of us who he has given a word to in this time. So I'm going to share with you all a little bit about what she shared with me.
Here's the deal. I really believe that God in this season is unlocking voice. He is really wanting each of us to know that we have a particular sound, a particular message, a particular viewpoint that has really been wrought and worked down in us all these years, all of our pain points, all of our struggles, all of the hardships we've suffered. Inside of that has been locked our voice, our volume, and our value. It's just that threefold cord that's not easily broken, our voice, our volume, and our value. And once we can get to that and unlock that, that's power speak. It's really where our greatest power lies. It's down in our belly. It's those things that have been hidden over time and over space and over issues and situations in which we now have been made ready. Life has made us ready. Hardship has made us ready. Listen, even the enemy has made us ready. He didn't even know that all the stuff that we've been through, all the stuff that he thought he was holding you down and pulling you back and leaving you to the sidelines, that was preparatory. That was God's way of saying, go ahead, take your time, give it your best shot with these. But now he's God in his sovereignty, listen to me, in his full-blown scale of having the earth be his, every part of it. Now, we learn this in church. We learn this as children. The earth is the Lord's, right? The fullness thereof, the world. Never heard that before, but the world and all who dwell therein. And so God's been raising his children. He's been training us up. He's been getting us grown up in a great sense so that he could send us, not to church, to send us to the marketplace. All this time, God is saying, I'm training folks at home, giving them home training, only to send them out into the world. And we become those people. We become marketplace ministers, those who are trained to the front lines, those who are ready to take their issues that they have overcome, that they have pressed through, and to take that to the cities, to take it to the central business district, to take it to networks, to take it to systems, to government, to law and order. God says, my kids have the solution. The solution that the world needs is in us. It's in you. It's in all of us that have called on the name of the Lord. And so now, if we have violence in cities, the marketplace ministers have the answer. If we have dysfunction in families, the marketplace ministers have the answers. If we have civil unrest, injustice, all of these things, God's people that have been trained in warfare and prayer and have been trained in the word of wisdom and knowledge, that have prophetic viewpoints and focus, are the ones that must go. So I'm saying that Power Speak Live is about us now being unlocked, unleashed, unmuted from these silent trials and these individual pain points that we've gone through, thinking, I'm the only one. That is not true. That is the greatest heresy of all. I'm the only one does not work in the kingdom. You were the one chosen, like Paul, like Peter, like all of them, the Old Testament, Daniel, Joseph, all of them, Esther, all of them were chosen for a time of trial and seasons of trial, only to emerge to the top of the mountain. And we see it in Babylon. We saw it in Persia. We see it in all the Old Testament. We see it all over. And so now in America and in all the seven continents, God is saying, where's Joseph? Where's Daniel? Where's Esther? Where are those who really have been called out of that which was comfortable? Their home cities, their home nations, their home churches, and are really ready now to be sent into these governments that thought they had the answers. But now here is Joseph telling Pharaoh. Here is Daniel telling, you know, all of the issues of those who are in that season and time. Here's Esther speaking. And we are like, we are those. And so I'm just wanting to encourage you that whatever is locked up in your belly, that's your power. That has to be unlocked. So power speak is about the message. It's about the vision. It's about the voice that God has given you that can no longer be silent. And we're just thrilled to be able to bring PowerSpeak Live right here in your region, in your city, in your church even, so that all that's sitting on the pews can come out to the street. All that's sitting even on the rostrum can come out to the Central Business District. All who think I'm safe inside must come out and war with wisdom and knowledge and vision and voice, so that people can be free. So again, I'm Yolanda Powell. I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm here to serve you. I'm really more than a coach. I'm a reformer. We have got to reform power speaking, reform public speaking. We've got to reform the public square so that we have people who are really talking the talk, walking the walk, and getting it done. So I'm thrilled, thrilled to be here today.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just can't think about how appropriate that message is, especially for the issues that are going on, not only in Baltimore. I mean, it's certainly these issues have been going on for decades, but certainly have boiled over recently with everything that's going on in Baltimore, and how it's so important for those of us who have a message, and really that's all of us. We have a message and a responsibility to share, whether that's one-on-one, whether that's with small group, with the masses, I mean, you name it. And so just being able to speak with power and clarity is so important as a businesswoman, as a community leader. And again, I mean, if you have children, you are a leader. If you are a business owner, you are a leader. If you are a teacher, whatever it is, you know, we have the responsibility to share, to speak, because it's needed. It's needed. It's really, really needed. And again, with everything that's going on, whether it's a written word or spoken word, we have to be able to really share and communicate with clarity everything. And, you know, what Yolanda Powell was sharing about as well was an event that's coming up at the end of May, I believe it is, and it's May 30th, right, Michelle?
May 30th, Power Speak Live. And once again, you can't be around a coach, you can't be around a Yolanda Powell and not want to not just be empowered yourself, but to empower the community at large around you to walk into their God-given purpose, to connect what has been given to them as vision in the heavens into the earth. Honestly, as you said, each and every one of us have a gift that God has given us, and we need to bring that to the marketplace, bring solutions. And as you mentioned, even with looking at the unrest in Baltimore, it's because people are frustrated because they don't feel that there's a place for them, that they connect somewhere. And as we are bringing these solutions and bringing them from, you know, the godly perspective, bringing them from the ministry perspective, we can't help but make an impact.
Wow. That's awesome. So what is Power Speak Live? Is it a program? Is it just an event? Is it only, you know, those of you all who are listening on the East Coast, we are in the Washington, D.C. metro area, but is this something that, how can people tap into Power Speak?
Well, for the event, they can go to powerspeaklive.com to learn more about the Power Speak movement. I call it an engagement and a movement, but definitely the event that we are having on the 30th is an opportunity just to showcase what has been learned, what people can learn, and how speaking their message with clarity, with power, can impact and transform not just their workplace, but also their mission field. The mission field is definitely the work that's being done in the community is great, it's awesome, but as we go into the marketplace and impact change as kingdom leaders, that is where the battles will be won. This is where the fight is every single day in changing policy and changing just the way things are as they stand right now, status quo. So Power Speak Live is really about empowering the entire community. We, the women's community, awesome, but the entire community, we want them unlocked, unmuted, and out there sharing their message and their solutions with the world.
Wow, that's so powerful. That reminds me a lot of, I was watching CNN, and I saw it was Reverend Jamal Bryant, and just how really he embodied a lot of what you guys are talking about, because I'm just out there as a leader. You know, I think when the schools were closed a couple of days ago, he opened his church up, and he did an all-day training for the youth, and I think he was going to show them footage of peaceful protests and just really training them up. We know that a lot of the people out there, there were thousands of peaceful protesters and a few knuckleheads, but also a lot of really misguided and misdirected youth who were frustrated, who may have felt like, hey, you know, my cousin has been killed, my sister's been killed, my father's in jail. So a lot of that, the anger that you talked about, just really not being able to be expressed in a way other than to erupt. So, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity. I mean, and it's for all of us, whether it be Baltimore, whether it be fighting for your children in schools, whether it be advocating for loved ones, you know, medically advocating for them, no matter what platform you have, it's so important to be able to really speak and communicate with clarity. I like when Maya Angelou talks about, if there's something you don't like, change it. Well, I know that for me, I used to be called for various interviews and I would just totally fumble the interview, like fumbling the ball, right? Those of you all are in sports, I would fumble. And I really committed myself to learn and enhance my skill set of communicating. I mean, I know I had the passion, right? Anytime we're in business and we are sharing our business or really conveying our message to our prospective clients, we have the passion, right, hopefully. But the skill set of really sharing with clarity, I mean, it can be worked on. Like any other talent or gift, it's our responsibility to hone in on that gift. So I'm excited about what it means to, not perfect. We're not talking about perfection here. We're talking about really strengthening and giving strategy and power and, like Michelle mentioned, to really unmute ourselves and be unleashed in the marketplace so we can share and change and help save lives and help, you know, shape and just really be able to re-engage and engage with the public and what have you. So I'm excited. I hope you are. Now, Michelle, how can people get in contact with you?
They can reach me at Empowered Connector. That's EmpowerdConnector.com. The Empowered Connector is a platform that I am building just to help have connection points for our business community and for leaders at large. I'm really interested in training up the next generation of young people to understand how they can connect their gifts, their talents, the resources that they have, and build a stronger community. So that really is my heart's passion.
Thank you. And for those of you all who don't know, I can reach at facebook.com/ShadeDennisMS. And we're going to hear a little bit more about Power Speaking. So now, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you next week. But here's some more with Apostle Yolanda.
Hi, I'm Yolanda Powell from Yolanda Powell Transcontinental, a Christian communications company right here in your area. And we are delighted to be able to bring Power Speak Live, front and center, full stage, full life, full volume, just for you. Listen, it's time out for playing silent, playing mute, being pulled back to the sidelines. It's time for your mega message to go viral, to go universal, for every neighborhood and nation to hear what's in your belly. I'm talking about marketplace ministry and the seven mountains, where we have kingdom strategies and ideas that are flourishing in the marketplace. Once again, we're talking to authors, speakers, marketers, those who know that they have a message in their belly. And we are calling you front and center stage. It's coming up quick in your area. I'm Yolanda Powell, your Power Speak coach, and it's your time to be heard around the world.